I just wanted to ramble and talk. I usually feel better. Like, there's a sense of relief when I do. And I just want to put these really rambled thoughts of mine out there. About a year ago, pretty much today, or not exactly a year, 11 months. I got assaulted on a bus. I was just busing to my parents' work. We were gonna go out to dinner. It was gonna be a nice evening. And I was sitting next to a dude, and he started touching my stomach, and then he starts touching, like, be politically correct here, pretty much where my pubic hair grows and would have gone lower if I had probably stayed on the bus. It was a horrifying experience. I actually recorded a journal out loud, not minutes later, and I can hear my voice cracking when I'm describing the event, and it's, you can just hear the distraught. It was terrible. I think I cried later that day. It was so traumatizing, especially because I couldn't call him out on the bus. Like, some people like just always think, oh hey, when that happens to me, I'll be able to like stop it, to hit them, to pull their hand away. The only thing that I could even think to do was sit there and be quiet and try not to draw attention to myself, and then get out as quietly as possible. So I got off the bus way, way early, and I phoned my mother to come pick me up because it was horrifying. And I think to this day, I still get really frightened when I'm on transit, especially if I'm alone. If I see someone who looks like him sit beside me, or if I have someone just sit too close to me, I still have trauma over it. It's awful. That's that. That actually wasn't the first time I got assaulted, though. That wasn't even really the main thing that I wanted to talk about. I've talked on Reddit before about the first time that I've had sex. I didn't go into too much detail then because it was a questionnaire and I wanted to keep things lighthearted. When I first lost my virginity, I was 16 and my partner at the time was much older than me, illegally older than me. At the time, I was very enthusiastic. I wanted it. There was nothing but yes coming from my mouth. But not even 5 minutes in, I had completely changed my mind and I wanted out. And I remember walking home and just feeling so, I want to say cold and awful. And unclean. Not dirty, just not whole anymore. It was also in the springtime. Oh God, I have a running trend here. And I always have had issues with that person. Still today, they are in contact with my friends. I see them in my suggested Facebook feed. I still hear about them occasionally. It's not fun for me at all. I can't get away from the memories and triggers, and I've been triggered recently very, very harshly and now I just have all these thoughts in my head that I can't really get out. My therapist happens not to be in this province, lucky for me. I don't know, man. Assault just doesn't go away as easily as I want it to. I mean, that shit happened, oh God, 3 years ago? Still fucks me up. Actually, this recording session was brought on mostly by coming home on the train today. Where I lived, you see people stoned and fucked out of their minds all the time. There's shit tons of drugs here. And there was this guy who was obviously tweaked, and he looked like a dirty construction worker. And we were sitting directly across from each other, and I was trying to get my roommate, who I transit home with, to sit, stand in front of me to block his view, because I could see him checking me out. And he was gesturing very rudely, and I was not fond of it. Only, then he like pulls on my roommate's backpack strap and tells him to that his seat is free, sit on it. So my roommate leaves me to go sit, and now this guy is right between us now, and he's sitting on the floor, and I can't do anything but look at my phone because I do not want to see him. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to know he exists. I want to pretend that he doesn't. And I can see him jerking and looking at me from the corner of his eye. And he's biting his dirty fingernails. And they're so short. And they're back on his skin. And he looks like he has never had hair growing out of his head. It looks like it's been bashed in a few times. And I'm seeing all this from the corner of my eye because I can't look up from my cell phone. He leaves before, we do, thank God, but oh, fuck that guy. Fuck him, honestly. Don't be a creep on in public transit. Just don't. Anyway, this is Miffed, and I'm signing out. Maybe for good. Bye.